The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, December 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. And I've got some good news. I've been waiting for this, too. At the Power Mall, we have back in stock Grown by Nature Pro Magnesium, which is 60 tablets in a glass bottle. 100 milligrams per tablet potency. It's combined in a probiotic culture, which is a non-dairy yogurt. These are Pro Mag X tablets, an organic matrix form of magnesium, complete with natural amino acid carriers to ensure transport to sites of need within the body. Put me down for two of those, if you would. Been waiting on that. Grown by Nature will actually be on the show this week. And you get 10% off to boot. How do you like that? We got 10% off North American Urban Spice products, which means they will be joining us this week. And we still have the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle out there. And that means, for those of you who know what that is, you get two boxes of silver lozenges, a vitamin C and a vitamin D. The bundle retail is $70.90, but your price is $53. That means that you can add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million to complete it. And for those of you who are not real internet savvy and would like a hard copy of the Power Mall catalog, well, we just updated it. And anybody that would like one by mail, please call Jay at 877-817-9829 and we'll hook you up. By the way, we have the OptiVita Hemp Bundle as well. It's a Power Hour exclusive. You get a 20% discount when you purchase the Power Hour Hemp Bundle. It includes organically grown pure hemp extract. Let's go the other way around with that word there. Topical Hemp Gel and the Hemp Health Revolution book. And now you have to do to order it is visit thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. And then go to OptiVita and order the Hemp Bundle. It's that good. For those of you who want to generate some revenue on your existing website, I've done that on cloudedtitles.com. I actually have the Power Mall logo on my website. And what happens is, when all my affiliates go there and they click on the Power Mall banner, the software that we supply you with tracks your sales and you get 10% of whatever those sales generate. Isn't that cool? It's a great way to make income. I mean, what can it hurt? If you sign up at the powermall.com/affiliateinfo.asp, that information will come up. Or you can email support@thepowermall.com and we'll get you set up. Don't worry. I mean, this is the way it works. All you have to do is share your affiliate link by email or on social media, have people shop there, and you get 10%. You give this up with a track. Pretty cool, huh? We are also now taking orders for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food and Seeds. You can visit thepowermall.com directly or call 877-817-9829. Orders are going to be drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, but you can order it right through us. That makes it work for us. If you listen to the Power Hour in shortwave, please consider purchasing from the Power Mall or sending a donation, because you're going to be ending shortwave frequency 13.845 at the end of the year if we don't get listener support on that. So you can call 877-817-9829 to make a donation to keep that up. And of course, you can sign up for our newsletter. Follow us on social media for updates. Power Hour Nation. Yep. And remember, our Power Mall and Power Hour newsletters are separate. You can sign up for each on their respective sites, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. That way you're informed. Today, Stan Deo is going to be joining us about earth changes and prepping. Ooh, earth changes. Yeah, I'll be talking about Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano and what it's doing, spilling lava. The 5.6 earthquake that hit Taupo. I don't know if you knew about this. Stan used to work in a program directed by Dr. Edward Teller. That name ring a bell? Well, you're going to love joining us in this next hour. He'll be on in the next hour in our third and fourth segment to talk about all of this and taking your phone calls. In the meantime, for those of you north of the border, Alberta, Manitoba, New Brunswick, Saskatchewan, yeah, and other provinces are refusing to take part in implementing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's gun grab. That's right. Breitbart is reporting that his assault weapons ban includes confiscatory policies that required police cooperation. Flat out, Alberta Justice Minister Tyler Shandro made it very clear, I'm not enforcing it. See, he understands that only the criminals will have guns. And when you take away everyone's guns, then you basically have Nazi Germany in Canada, right? That means if he wants to send the RCMP out, fully locked and loaded, to just, you know, summarily just execute people like Stalin did when he was in power, he could do it. And, you know, I'm really sorry. Canadians are not stupid people. We have a lot of very smart people listening north of the border. And you see, they're trying to do that here, too. That's the sad state of affairs. And the European energy crisis, by the way, is making electric vehicle battery plants unfeasible. Imagine that. You get a tax break incentive to buy an EV, electric vehicle, and it's starting to vaporize into thin air in places like Japan and the UK because of their green energy policies and because of the fact battery cell factories have become unfeasible because of the ballooning energy prices in the long term. And they're suffering right now. See, this is the part of the problem where the EU and everybody thinks that they can just come in and flat out control everybody's utilities and freeze half of its population in the winter. Problem is that the hierarchy, the elitists there in the EU are going to suffer just as bad. And they might suffer because, like what happened in Sri Lanka, the Europeans might not like the idea of not having any juice running electric or anything else in their homes, natural gas, et cetera, et cetera. And they might actually do what happened in Sri Lanka and raid the palace. They might show up by the thousands and run those people out. There's a real problem when you sit there and you advocate green energy, but you don't have a plan. But they never did. See, it was all about control. That's what. They want to be able to control everything you do. And we've got an article, by the way, with a video attached that shows you exactly what these people got up their sleeve. Seriously. And in the video is called Your Digital Prison is Pretty Much Built and Will Be the Final Lockdown. You know what I'm talking about here. International vaccine passport, digital identity, social credit system, central bank digital currency. Yeah. Now, if they have all four of those things in place, you won't be able to go anywhere or do anything. It's kind of like the mark of the beast. You know, facial recognition, they need that. So whatever you do, avoid the cameras. I know you can't do that in London. They've got like 280,000 cameras in the city of London alone. I mean, if you're going to, try to avoid staring into cameras. You know, you can stare into the ATM camera because it will be watching you as you withdraw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars and turn around and, you know, the economists are now saying that it might even be better than having a 401k is to just drain that and go out and buy emergency food and get yourself off the grid. Imagine that. There's your retirement right there. You've got your house completely paid for. You got your whole energy situation figured out. You've got silver. You've got booze. You've got all those barterable items. Well, we're going to be talking about prepping in our next hour, so I'll save all that good stuff for then. And we'll get into that in more detail. And, you know, we'll have a serious discussion about it. And there's a nonprofit blood donation service which is going to start matching unvaccinated patients with donors, because God forbid, we don't want to, if you didn't get the COVID-19 injection, well, you certainly don't want to get a transfusion with somebody whose blood has been contaminated by mRNA, do you? Well, they have a nonprofit Swiss naturopathic physician named George Della Pietra, who believes that people worldwide should be free to choose whether or not to get a COVID vaccine injection or not. And that includes people getting transfusions with vaccinated blood. So he set up a nonprofit. He thinks the mRNA injection is more dangerous than the pharmaceutical companies are willing to admit. So he set this up. So now you know you got options when it comes to transfusions. And here's something really funny. You know, they're using all of these guys in the white suits. If you're watching this, they're like hazmat suits. They are the control staff that's been running the Beijing COVID-19 control. Well, they just, a bunch of them just went on a strike over owed wages. Oh, man. And they're yelling like, pay up. I risk my life to earn the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Wow. Yeah, just China just keeps printing more of it. Whatever. And Huawei, remember them? Well, the U.S. has dismissed fraud charges against their CFO, Meng Wanzhou, 4 years after her arrest, which strained relations between the U.S. and China. See, that's what it's all about. A federal judge was kind of like told in the background, you will dismiss these fraud charges. And under the agreement, the government's going to put the prosecution on hold until December of this year and drop the case altogether if the defendant complies with the specified conditions in the agreement. Yeah, we sure don't want to rift with China, do we? No. You can thank the Bidens for that. They've been bought and paid for. We'll get to that in a minute. Tell you why. 700,000 households in Ireland, roughly, are now in energy poverty as a result of the ongoing European Union gas crisis, according to the MPs there. Elected representatives from the Rural Independent Group have claimed that that many households have been put into energy poverty with TDs. Yeah, that would be your Taoiseachs, the Irish equivalent of MP members of parliament, claiming that the government's continued implementation of carbon taxes and failure to implement any sort of caps have dramatically worsened the situation. Oh, but wait a minute. But they're housing all these illegal immigrants in fancy hotels? Really? While they trash the hotels and hoteliers are saying, no, screw you, you're not putting them here. This is really causing a rift in a lot of European countries. Just imagine what it's causing here and what it will cause here, because these people are eventually going to figure out, folks, they're eventually going to figure out that it's going to be very difficult to get a job, to survive, and they got to pay a coyote or the cartels for getting them here. Who's paying them? The Biden administration? Our government, out of our tax dollars, are they paying the cartels? Because, you know, when you give it, the money flows, right? So if they're giving all these illegal immigrants money, that means the cartels are getting the money from the immigrants, right? Which means indirectly, the U.S. tax dollar is going to pay the Mexican cartels. Put on your thinking cap, rationalize it. If I'm wrong, yep. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You can take it up with me. We still have freedom of speech here, unlike what happened on Twitter. France, by the way, could suffer significant food spoilage due to power cuts. Hey, we're talking about the grocery stores here. We're talking about large scale. Federation of French Supermarket chains warning of significant waste of fresh products in the event of power cuts. Those in rural areas much more likely to face outages. Yep. So imagine that. Grocery store without power and everything spoils and the food is no good. The grocery store has to close. And when word of it gets out, what do you think is going to happen? Knowing there's a power outage, people are going to get desperate. What are they going to do? Well, because France doesn't have, they have very strict gun laws there. Good luck getting into the grocery store. You're going to have to pick up a knife or a ball bat or whatever. I mean, this is what I anticipate may happen. They're going to come and riot on the grocery store in droves, trying to clean out the grocery store before the food goes bad so they got something to eat. That's a very distinct possibility. And by the way, Elon Musk, now that we move into U.S. snooze, you snooze, now that we've got that going on, if you haven't been paying attention to what's happening at Twitter, well, Elon Musk pretty much has used the F-bomb, said that everything is apt, suggesting that free speech was suppressed on Twitter under orders from the government. Oh, yeah, it's coming out. FBI coordinated with big tech censorship ahead of the 2020 election, according to agent deposition, according to the Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. He deposed Special Agent Elvis Chan, who's in charge of cyber affairs at the FBI San Francisco field office. These are the people that went out and told the social media companies that this Hunter Biden thing was all Russian misinformation or it was hacked. It wasn't hacked. It's all coming out. President Trump, of course, is pissed about it. The release of the Twitter files. Elon Musk says there's more to come. We only what we gave to Rolling Stone, former Rolling Stone reporter Matt Taibbi, is just the tip of the iceberg. Wait till you see this. Now, why they had to give it to Taibbi, I don't know. Why'd they have to give it to him? I mean, Rolling Stone is technically a lib publication. Why would they give it to Matt Taibbi? Good question. Why they would leak it to him? And now the major media news outlets have, I mean, they could have given it to Glenn Greenwald or somebody else that actually cares. No, didn't do that. Had to give it to a liberal. What, are we showing deference now, Elon? North Carolina, meanwhile, here's a first. Haven't seen this in a while. Moore County, North Carolina, has declared a state of emergency over a power outage that has put 40,000 county residents without power as of yesterday afternoon. Two substations were taken out by gunfire on Saturday night, according to Fox News. And, of course, NPR, liberal NPR, is basically saying that law enforcement there believes it was intentional vandalism. Sheriff says, we've never faced this before. I promise you we're going to get through it and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Yeah, good luck with that. We'll see how long they're without power. Keep your eyes and ears open on that one. Moore County, North Carolina. Arizona Republican candidate for Governor Kari Lake says, stay tuned, as the Copper State is going to officially certify the controversial gubernatorial race between her and Katie Hobbs on Monday. That's today. And, of course, she's a little perturbed about the judge's sanctions against her and her attorneys. Basically, she's not happy. She thinks the judge, who was an Obama appointee, by the way, is biased. And this is basically to shut people up and not complain and not file court cases by making an example out of someone. Meanwhile, with less than a week before Oregon enacts the most restrictive gun measure in the nation, a second legal challenge has been filed in federal court. Meanwhile, firearm sales continue to set records in the state. Yep. Oregon's new gun measure, ballot measure 114, requires Oregonians to undergo a background check and take a class, which, by the way, does not yet exist, to obtain a firearm permit. It also bans magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Well, guess what? That's going to be tossed out because it's unconstitutional. Again, woke liberalism trying to ban. Why are you people still living up there, by the way? I know it's pretty up there. I've been there, except for Portland. Place is a hellhole. Of course, you people just, you didn't do anything. Your governor, what a panty waste. Just let it all happen. Let it all unfold. Let them burn the federal courthouse. Let them trash public places, homeless problems are big. Like Seattle, homeless problem is big. But they don't care. They just sit there and whine at the federal government for more money and federal police. Not going to happen. So guess what's going to happen as a result of the Twitter censorship? Well, according to Representative James Comer of Kentucky, GOP ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, they are going to find everyone, every employee at Twitter who was involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story, and they're going to get them to come before Congress and explain why they did it. What they really want them to do is admit that they were told by the FBI and other government agencies to silence the Hunter Biden laptop story ahead of the 2020 presidential elections. And they're going to find out that the DNC and the FBI had something to do with it, I believe. That's what I believe. I don't know about you. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, pushed back on views of a division in his party following the midterms and addressed why he thought Republicans underperformed expectations. Basically, he's still looking at and relying on Joe Biden's lagging approval rate under economic uncertainty. We assumed we were going to end up with like 245 House members. We're at 222, which is a huge underperformance. Question is, why did it happen? Well, you can thank Mitch the Bitch. You can thank all of those people. And of course, let's not forget FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried and where all the money went, who he donated to, why his cryptocurrency platform FTX is bankrupt, why he's facing criminal prosecution. Yep, let's not forget that. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the deployment of 10 M113 armored personnel carriers to the state's southern border with Mexico. APCs, really. They left the staging areas near Fort Hood and are being transported by the trailer to the Texas border region. What are they going to do with these big, bulky things? Point guns at people crossing the river? I mean, what's he trying to prove? Good God. Armored personnel carriers, well, whatever. You think you're going to scare these immigrants? They're just going to find another way to get across the border. Yeah. We will be back with more news and your phone calls here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Right after the break, we'll be talking about why the new poll says the transgender movement has gone too far. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. I always love it when they call the Power Mall and say, "That guy told me on the air." It's like you forgot who I was by the time you order from the Power Mall. Wow. Okay, whatever. We were talking before the break about this new poll conducted by a Christian nonprofit, Summit Ministries. Yep, you would know that it had to be a Christian movement. U.S. citizens' opinions are turning increasingly negative toward the transgender movement, according to this poll. 75% of those questioned. Of course, NTD came out with a Capitol Report, and Jeff Myers, the president of Summit Ministries, pointed out 75% of the people surveyed are thinking about the transgender movement as a voting issue. It's what people are thinking about. Some of it is because the president made it a voting issue. He said we ought to support every minor when they want to have some procedures done, pharmaceutical surgery, whatever. He seems to be indicating that he supports this at any age with no restrictions. This is Biden he's talking about here. A lot of people, 75% of those polled, disagree with it. How would you like to be living in California, be a black resident, and being told that the state of California could be facing $233,000 in reparations for each black resident who qualifies as a descendant of African-American slaves, according to a consulting report prepared for a special state panel. Wow. The panel, of course, which is not representative of the state, but composed primarily of black members, voted 5-4 to limit reparations to descendants of slavery and issued recommendations that include separate black schools. Well, I gotta... Who's paying for these reparations? California is not the Treasury, and they cannot print their own money. And this is reparations being granted under a law signed that year, 2020, by Gavin Newsom. Though California entered the Union in 1850 as a free state, now they want to pay reparations? Really? How about all the Irish people that came over as slaves? There were other nationalities that were enslaved and brought here to America as well. What about them? I think it's discriminatory. What about you? You think it's discriminatory? I do. You know, what's really weird is that you have a committee composed of primarily black members voting to give themselves and everybody else they know money. Like, what's that going to do? If the dollar is devalued, what's it worth to you? Why $233,000? Did you pull that figure out of your ass? Where'd that come from? I think I'd be a little peeved because somebody's going to get tax dollars. I don't understand the logic in this at all. People need to, this is all part of this. You live in a free state, but then the free state must be racist. Because if it wasn't racist, it wouldn't be sitting there saying we're going to give $233,000 reparations for each black resident who qualifies as a descendant of African-American slaves. Oh, you know, Ancestry.com's going to be real, real busy trying to track and trace everybody in the state of California who's African-American. Yeah, oh, gosh. They see that big paycheck. What are they going to do with it? They'll still be, you know, looting and smashing and committing crime and living on the street and doing drugs and everything that, you know, everybody else is doing. Other white slaves, I mean, we're all slaves. I tell people I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body. And they look at me weird. And I'm going, brother, look, we're all trapped in some sort of bondage. And they fist bump me.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Yeah, we are all in some sort of bondage. We're enslaved by something, mentally, physically, whatever the case may be. We all have a cross to bear, an axe to grind. Everybody does. You got to ask yourself, how is it that within the last 10 to 20 years, we've all become pissed at each other? How's that work? Well, you know, we've been conditioned very silently and very slowly through the lame media, the lame street media. And when you have people like Representative James Clyburn from South Carolina, he's advising Kevin McCarthy to make a deal with the Democrats to get enough votes to become speaker. See, there's a lot of dissension going on in Congress right now. Gee, I wonder how that happened. Why is Clyburn out there making these kinds of comments? Oh, I get it. Let's see what's behind door number three. Let's make a deal. Yeah. Hey, here's TV's big dealer, James Clyburn. The audience went wild. Want to come down and spin the wheel? Imagine if they did that for executions. They had all the different ways you could be executed on the wheel, and they tell the convict, well, you've been sentenced to death, so let's spin the wheel and see how you suffer. See how you're going out. You imagine that? Then you find out that the guy is a midget and he can't even stand up there to spin the wheel enough. And he, you know, he's the unlucky one. Oh, you go to the gas chamber. But I didn't even get a full spin. Well, can I have somebody spin by proxy? Imagine how that would work. Wow. Gotta love it. What are Democrats trying to pass before the House majority ends? Well, apparently the Daily Signal has figured this out. And there's a number of little things besides the Defense of Marriage Act ordering the federal government to recognize all same-sex marriages. Well, guess what? The federal government's one thing, the state government is another, isn't it? We have a federal government these days that has completely forgotten what the Constitution stands for, especially the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. Would you agree? Of course you would. Larry Summers. You remember him, don't you? He says we're going to have a Wile E. Coyote kind of moment with consumption and downturns going to be fairly forceful. During an interview on Bloomberg's Wall Street Week, the National Economic Council director under Barack Obama and Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton argued it's going to be much more difficult to bring down inflation without a recession than many believe, because at a certain point, consumers run out of their savings, and then you've got Wile E. Coyote kind of moment where consumption falls off. Now, you know what happens. Then it's a difference. I'm going to stop reading that story because that's just damn depressing. But here's the thing. If people are running out of savings, that's why I'm seeing all these foreclosures in California, and I'm doing the research on a lot of them. I got a list of 700 active sales right now going on, and a lot of them, I would say the greater majority of these people that I have seen so far in my searches are elderly. Savings has fallen off, living on a fixed income, don't have the money, can't pay the mortgage, banks are foreclosing. Yeah. And I would probably entertain that a majority of their homes, because of the fact that it's so easy to get money way back when, they had to pull money out, maybe got reverse mortgages, and now it's coming home to roost. Who knows? But the thing is that Wile E. Coyote kind of moment, all of a sudden it's going to come down to putting food on the table. And it's got nothing, you know, gas in the car, food on the table, a way to get to work, a way to get meds. Because if you're elderly, you're probably retired. You're probably at home. You got no savings left. Yep. Your spouse has passed away and you're sitting there, a widow or widower, you know, got no money and you got no car and you got no woman. And there you are, as the song goes. And so here's the thing. When the unemployment rate goes up by a half a point, it goes up by more than 2%. You know, once you get into a negative situation, it's an avalanche aspect. Summers believes that's going to happen at some point. And of course, San Francisco, yeah, they got the Dirty Harry. I just see these killer robots, armed robots. I mean, I don't think many people in the city of San Francisco wanted it, but Board of Supervisor Connie Chan, a member of the committee that forwarded the proposal to the full board, said she understood concerns over the use of force, but according to state law, we're required to approve the use of these equipment. So here we are, and it's definitely not an easy discussion. To arm robots with guns. The department could also deploy robots equipped with explosive charges to contact, incapacitate, or disorient violent, armed, or dangerous suspects when lives are at stake. Oh, I can see it. And I'll bet the robot talks like Clint Eastwood. Well, do you feel lucky? Do you, punk? I mean, can you imagine that? It's like got an LRAD on the computer, or on the program to the computer that's running the robot, and it's got Clint Eastwood's voice in there. Go ahead. Come on, punk. Make my day. I mean, I could just imagine this going off. Yep. That's one up Dirty Harry with, come on, punk. Make my day. Kill a robot. Imagine that. Yeah. You're a class act, Callahan. Gotta love it. Then they want to take his voice and put it in a computer. I'm just messing with you. They don't want to use his voice. They're just going to send the computer out telling the robot what to do. Give the robot armament so that he can shoot people. You just feel safer now, don't you? What if it goes to the wrong house? What if the computer screws up and blows the living daylights out of somebody else's place? I mean, it could show up on the doorstep of Paul Pelosi for all we know at their little residence there. He answers the door. Make my day. Bam. End of story. Yeah. Stupidity of some of these I mean, there's already a lot of people out there that are freaking out because the police departments have been militarized in a lot of these cities, and they're just a little bit on edge, just a little bit. A bipartisan group of 10 U.S. lawmakers are demanding answers from Fauci about taxpayer-backed dog testing conducted under the Biden administration. Yep. Remember those barbaric experiments on beagle pups? I think they should do to Fauci what he was doing to the beagle pups and inject him with all the crap that he put in them. And maybe he should choke him off while they're doing it like they did to the pups. Hey, eye for an eye, don't you think? Had somebody not discovered what they were doing, we wouldn't know about all this. In our health category, clinical research shows you can reverse not only type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, but also heart disease through lifestyle changes that can be boiled down to eat well, move more, stress less, and love more. Okay. Let's see. Eat well. You're on a fixed income. I can see where that's going to go. More veggies. That's why we sell seeds here at the Power Mall. That way you can grow fresh veggies. Get exercise. That's what Move More is all about. Yoga, any number of things. Got a treadmill? Don't want to leave the house because you're scared?
I might go outside and I might get COVID. The neighbor might, I might get it from the neighbor's dog.
You know, you believe everything you see on TV? What do you think next? Well, get a treadmill. Get some exercise, cardio. Supervised exercise, you got the money for that? See, it's really great when you got all this money, you can afford to do it. But if you don't, and then stress reduction. Let's see. Exercise produces endorphins. And when you produce more endorphins, it eliminates the stress. If you got a spouse and you're not making whoopee enough, there's your love more. I mean, to be kind to those in your household and not sit there and blow up over every little thing you see on TV, that's another way. You want to reduce stress? Watch less tube. Stetzer Electric is selling these devices that detect EMF in your house. Maybe that's what's causing it. Maybe you need to reduce EMF output in your house. Yep. We'll be talking to a naturopathic this Friday about that very subject and more. The controversy over caffeine consumption during pregnancy is a long-standing one. While there's some evidence caffeine can affect a baby in utero, the assumption's typically been that large amounts are bad, causing low birth weight, smaller birth size. Doctors have actually told expecting moms a little coffee or soda isn't that bad because the caffeine content was so low. A new study is debunking that belief, pointing to new evidence that maternal caffeine consumption, even in small amounts, does indeed affect child growth. Children whose moms consumed small amounts of caffeine while pregnant were shorter in stature than children whose mothers abstained completely from caffeine during pregnancy.
Well, I can't even have a cup of coffee.
Wow.
I just wanted a cup of coffee.
116 scientists are now accusing the World Health Organization of ignoring PFAS chemical risks to human health. Yeah. Forever chemicals.
Uh-huh.
And you think the WHO is listening? No. They want you to die because WHO is all part of depopulation. You remember we're going to be talking this week about Hyperease and Resvital capsules. Both contain red sour grape powder, which supports healthy blood sugar response. Well, here's the thing. Type 2 diabetes is a chronic disease that affects more than 37 million people in the U.S. alone. That's about 10% of the population. And many people with diabetes have to rely on medication to keep their blood sugar under control. And the medications, of course, are they that good for you? Man, oh man, oh man. You know what I'm talking about too, right? The stuff they give you that messes up your liver and your kidneys. Well, Hyperease and Resvital capsules are both natural and don't do that. So put away the metformin. Go to the Power Mall and get Hyperease and Resvital capsules. Stock up and get on that regimen. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has announced it expects to end the public emergency, the health emergency on monkeypox, which has now been deemed racist. They're calling it Mpox. Let's see. How many people have died of the monkeypox outbreak in the U.S.? 19. The country has seen more than 29,500 cases. The CDC reported more than 82,000 cases. But there's a health emergency because of those numbers? Really? I think somebody's lying again. All about control. Wyoming, meanwhile, has sued the Biden administration, alleging suspensions of oil lease sales and claiming they're illegal, what they're doing. BLM's decision, according to Wyoming Citizens and the governor, Mark Gordon, says BLM's decision to cancel lease sales sure seems to be a violation of both the letter and the spirit of the law. He says he believes the pause in lease sales was politically driven and not based in law or fact. Oh, what else is new, Gov? We could have told you that. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we're going to be talking about Dare to Prepare in the sixth edition with our guest, Stan Deo, at the top of next hour. But we put a link there so you could actually go read it. It's about prepping and various other things. And of course, now we have an American scientist, Dr. Andrew Huff, who's an epidemiologist and former VP of Echo Health Alliance. That name ring a bell? He's got a new book out. You really want to go buy it and make this guy rich? Scum. The Truth About Wuhan book, which he referred to the pandemic as the biggest U.S. intelligence failure since 9/11. And he admits that Chinese gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, that COVID-19 was genetically engineered. What does it take for lamestream media? They're not going to talk about that. If you really want to point the finger before Echo Health Alliance got a hold of this stuff to send it to Wuhan, let's talk about what Dr. Ralph Barrick and his bunch at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, were doing with it. Yep. You know that. And Pfizer, by the way, the former Pfizer science officer, you know, Michael Yaden, we talked about him on the show before. Well, guess what? He's rationalizing by November 2020, there were no excess deaths from COVID-19, even though cases increased. Data showed that many deaths, primarily people 45 to 65, with equal distribution between men and women, was mainly due to heart disease, stroke, and cancer, which suggests they were excess deaths caused by lack of routine medical care due to what? Pandemic restrictions. You see, they knew this when they locked everybody down, folks. Sad but true. Bob in Missouri, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I got a number of things to talk about. Bring up stuff all the time. In terms of that 75% going against the gender confusion, I don't know if you realize, but Disney's down $1.5 billion when they're pushing this. They brought Michael Eisner back in there because of that. I don't know if you know that.
Well, yeah, Iger and everybody else, we knew they were doing that.
Yeah, so anyway, Disney's going down the tubes, and they should. They should be taken on strike. But not only that, Dave, in South America, all kinds of countries, Argentina, Brazil, they're all saying, even in Spain, they're saying, government, keep your hands off our children, okay?
Yep.
So it's not just here, it's around the world. People are just, who the hell do they think they are? Who are these little, by the way, China, you know, who's a lot behind all this stuff, they're saying that that's a crime if you try to inseminate their men over there in China. They want to inseminate the kids here, so when they come over here, they'll just be a little girly here, and they'll be able to take us over really easily, okay?
There you go. See, that's what it's all about.
It sure is, Dave. Now, you were talking about this 250-something thousand. You've heard of Farrakhan, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Louis Farrakhan, sure.
You remember Arsenio Hall?
Yeah.
He was a big again, see, but he had Farrakhan on there. He was saying that they got in the synagogue, they got the books where the West Indies Trading Company, which is the Jewish-owned trading company, they were bragging in there. It's not Farrakhan saying it, it's their own words. Bragging, they had over 90%, they brought over 90% of the slaves over here in this country. They said like 3 or 4% were owned by blacks and the rest by whites. So, you know, I think that guy out in California might shut his big fat mouth if we said that the Jewish people in this country owe $250,000 to every black slave in this country because they brought them over here. That's a fact. And also, you notice after each time, remember when the blacks were going out and knocking out Jewish people? After that came the incident with what's his name, with the neck in on his neck. And with Arsenio Hall, I don't know if you recall seeing that guy, but when he was talking, when Farrakhan was talking about, they didn't say that he was wrong about any of that stuff. What they said, they had John Boyd come up on the stage. I remember this 100% distinctly. He came out and said, well, we don't have to fight. But during the monologue of Arsenio Hall, and Arsenio Hall said, well, you're going to lose. And that was the last you heard of it. So then Arsenio didn't know. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You can look at it word for word, what I just said. So they didn't just refute it. They said, we don't have to fight, meaning we can get this stupid white guy in his churches to bilk him out of all their money so we can be partners in this crime of stealing the money out of America. And that's what's been going on, Dave. That has to be brought up. You know,
the
exclusiveness of this exclusiveness, Zionist exclusive, in which it's taken over our government, it's going to come to an end. And you're listening out there, your days are coming.
That's right. Well, we appreciate your call, Bob. Kevin in Ohio, you're on. We got about a minute. What's up?
Oh, real quick. I think Ukrainians jumped the shark when they attacked that Ingalls Air Force Base 600 kilometers into Russia. Second, it burns me up. These guys could be tried for treason. That thing about over 50 intelligence officials, you know, saying Russia thing with Trump was true. I mean, it's just they're all just damn liars and treasonous pigs. They need to be hung.
Well, I think a lot of us agree with you, Kevin. Anyway, we're at the break, unfortunately. I wish we could continue this conversation, but got to go to break, got to pay bills. In the meantime, thank you for your call. God bless all of you for calling up, letting me know what's going on. We'll be back with Stan Deo after the break. Stay with us.
Shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.